AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Oil prices went through more spasms today before settling back, but they were spiked by the latest signals from Tehran and Washington about the Iran war. Karen Shamas has details.
Iran's supreme leader has said in a statement that the Islamic Republic will protect its nuclear and missile capabilities as a national asset. The proposal by Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei would delay nuclear program negotiations. Khamenei is likely drawing a hard line as President Trump seeks a wider deal.
Really, nobody knows what the talks are except myself and a couple of other people. They want to make a deal badly.
Khamenei insisted that Americans belong at what he called the bottom of the Persian Gulf. His remarks come as Iran's oil industry faces a U.S. Navy blockade. The U.S. and Iran are in a standoff over the Strait of Hormuz, impacting oil and gas exports. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. gasoline prices are now up to an average of $4.30 per gallon, according to AAA. Reporters asked the president about it.
And you know what? And we're not going to have a nuclear weapon in the hands of Iran. The gas will go down. As soon as the war's over, it'll drop like a rock. There's so much of it. It's all over the place.
Soaring gas prices triggered a jump in the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. Prices up 3.5% in March compared with a year ago. And the government's first look at first quarter economic growth showed GDP expanding at a modest 2% pace, rebounding from a lackluster fourth quarter. On Wall Street, stocks rallied on strong profit reports. President Trump signed a bill funding much of the Department of Homeland Security and ending the longest agency shutdown in history. And Louisiana's Republican Governor Jeff Landry has suspended congressional primaries scheduled for May 16th, the result of yesterday's Supreme Court ruling that struck down a majority black congressional district. Early voting had been scheduled to begin Saturday. This is AP News. A once popular Texas camp will not be reopening this summer.
An application has been withdrawn for Camp Mystic in Texas to reopen this summer. 1 year ago, devastating floods tore through the riverside site at Camp Mystic, killing 25 young campers and two teenage counselors. The owner of the camp, Dick Eastland, was also killed. His family is backing down in the face of outraged families. Michael McCown's daughter was killed.
We trusted Camp Mystic with her precious life, but that trust was broken in the most devastating way.
There are investigations that accuse the all-girls Christian camp of dangerous safety and operational deficiencies. The decision was praised by Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who opposed the camp's reopening while investigations were ongoing. Governor Greg Abbott says the results of the investigations will be made public as soon as possible. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.